Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better act right. Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the Dapper Don,
giving them all on,
dressed
like a million bucks,
buying
things in its cups.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Come on.
Do your thing, Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I was, had my head down, and I was thinking of what I wanted to say this morning, but it's kind of be something I've lived for a long time. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I had a lot of faith in people. You know, it's strange, too, because, you know, my mother was a Sunday school teacher. So, of course, I grew up around it, knowing scriptures and things like that. Not a lot of them, but, you know, the ones I retained. But having her as a mother was a huge help in understanding about faith. But even with that, as I grew up, I began to put a lot of faith in people. And, you know, I figured, you know, just like everybody else, you know, man, if I could just meet this person, or if I could just sit down with that person, or man, if I could just get this person to hear my idea, or man, if this person could hear my track, or man, if I could just get this in the hands of somebody in the know. I was like everybody else. I thought that way. You know, I actually thought that if I could get in a certain situation with a certain person, that if a certain person were to meet me, that, you know, it could change everything for me. Oh, man. Oh, how wrong I was. Oh, how wrong I was. How long did I spend feeling that way? And how many of you out there possibly have felt that way before? You know, like even in a relationship, this is the person for me. And, you know, you just lay claim to that. You know, not necessarily being a fact, but you just lay claim to it. This is the person for me. This is the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. You know, sometimes, you know, we just lay claim to stuff, and it's not always what's in our best interest, or it's not always a fact. It's just what we decided we wanted. And I was guilty of that just like anybody else. And I spent a lot of years in my life putting faith in people. Man, if I could tell you anything this morning, is to stop putting your faith in people and put your faith in God where it counts the most. I mean, you can get something out of this one. See, here's the deal about a relationship with God. It's the same all the time. He never changes. His word is 100% absolute. His word doesn't have loopholes in it. None of that. This is what it is. He's very clear. Now, you can deviate off your end of the bargain, but it don't stop what he says from being true. But if he asked you to do something, if God asks you to be a certain way, to do a little something a certain way, and you don't do it that way, then, you know, you could still possibly get by for a while. But don't you understand that his end of the deal stays the same? And as long as you're not doing it the way you're supposed to, the results are not going to be what you want it to be. And I did this for years and years and years. And I counted on people. And, you know, I got myself in a lot of situations. And I got out one, a dire situation that I'd been in for a number of years. But he had protected me from years prior to that. I didn't even know what was going on. And then he made me aware of the problem. And then, man, Lord have mercy, I was in a dismal situation. And then at the end of the year, I was free from it all. But it was a decision that I had made that led up to that. And in going through that process, I had to learn something, man. I learned a lot about people. See, if you want to learn about your friends, if you want to learn about your people around you, get yourself in some trouble. Get yourself in a situation. Oh, man, you start looking around, man, the field get real clear when you're in trouble. The field clears out when you're in doubt, when you don't know what to do, when you need help. It get real clear on the playing field then, don't it? Oh, but when things is going right, it's time for a party. We throwing a celebration. We gonna do one down here. Oh, man, there's plenty of people on the field. But get yourself in a situation. You find out rather quickly that, oh, no, everybody ain't here. And that's when I started learning. And I'm telling you, I had to start learning this for real until I finally got it. To stop putting my faith in people and put all of mine in God where it counts the most. Now, is that to say that there are people that you can't trust? No, that's not what I'm saying. I ain't say you can't trust them. but you can't dump your faith in him. I got it all riding on what he say. I got it all riding on what she say. No. I hear you saying it. But I'm going to keep my eye on this situation because I hear you saying it. But I'm going to take this faith of mine, and instead of putting it in people, I'm going to put it in God where it counts the most. Because his word is absolute. What he say he going to do, he going to do. What he say he's not going to tolerate, he's not going to tolerate. Now, you can make it tolerable for yourself, but he's not going to tolerate it. And that's just the end of the line. And so, you know, I'm wondering how many people out there find themselves in a situation like me, or maybe you've gotten yourself in a situation because you put your faith in some people and now you wound up in a different type of situation. Now, let me ask you, where them people at? The only one that I found when I was in my deepest trouble, when me and my wife were in our darkest situation, was God. It was the only one who was just right there all the way through. Now, let me explain something to you. Because you have this relationship with God, it does not mean now that it won't still be a situation. You understand? But what he will do is protect you during that period. He'll cover you during that period that it is a situation. He will give you the strength to overcome the situation when it turns into a situation. Then when he cracks it open for you and the sun is bright and shining, what he don't want you to do is when it gets sunny again, to forget about him who was there when it was dark for you. See, I used to do that too. You know, I was, oh man, I did it. I'm telling you right now I did it. But I'm telling you, man, when I learned a very serious lesson and I watched some people I thought were friends of mine just sort of casually remove themselves from the situation, then I said, okay. Me and Marjorie looked around. We said, okay, it's just me, you, and God. And we started conducting ourselves accordingly. So when it's sunny for us, we remember God. We stay prayerful. We keep talking to him. We thank him for the sunshine. We thank him for the dark days that he allowed us to, who allowed us to survive it and turn it into sunny days. And we talk to him constantly to protect us of our future enemies. And that's what the deal is. So if I was everybody, I would stop putting your faith in people and put your trust in God, where it really does count the most. It really, really does.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know what? I just decided to smile. Kirk Frank got a song out about it. You look so much better when you smile. I just do, man. I feel that way. Oh, man. So today is a smile day. Be grateful today, y'all. Tell God how much you appreciate it. Yeah, I do. I really, really do. As a matter of fact, I was meditating yesterday. And I said, you know what, man? God, I really can't believe how good you've been to me. I just can't believe all the blessings, all the things you've taught me, the lessons I've learned, the things I've overcome, survived, thrived. Man, and it's a good thing to realize how blessed you truly are. God is good, man. He's in the blessing business. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Yeah, amen. Shirley Strawberry Carla, Pharrell Mouth of the South, Junior Boy, and the legend of Nephew Tommy Jr. What's on your mind today?
You know what, Unc, man? Since I've been married, and I've been noticing some changes in me, Unc.
Yeah.
And, go ahead. You know.
We have, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, Unc, just. I don't know why people think, like, you know, I finally got it right. You know, like, why do people think they got time to get it right? Like, I've been trying to get this process down and get it right just by getting married. You know, just understanding that this it was time. I found somebody.
You mean life?
That understands me, you know. Yeah.
So now let me ask you a question. How old are you?
44, huh?
Now, has anybody ever asked you what took you so long?
Oh, everybody.
We all arrive at our destination at different times. We all got different journeys. There are no two journeys that's just alike. No. So it's fine that it happened to you now. It's never too late to get it right. It's never too late to be successful. It's never too late to learn a lesson. It's just your time, man. You had 44 glorious years.
Yes.
Doing glory. What you want to do.
Yes.
Thinking
did.
What you wanted to think. Go when you say go.
Glorious.
Oh, my God. Them days is over, Junior. You don't do what you want to do no more. You can't think what you want to think. You damn sure better not say what you want to say. Yes.
None of that up.
No, you are what's called, in a scientific world, you are in a controlled environment. Yeah. You are married now. See, Tommy and I have the same viewpoint. Now, the two married women on this show, you can tell by the look on their Zooms that they don't understand where I'm going with this. Why it's got to be a controlled environment. That's the question we want to know. So quit looking at us like we asking a dumbass question.
Yeah. We gotta go.
Now we gotta go. That's some more controlled environment. See that, Junior? Yeah. I had my name on the show, but guess what? I got to go now.
Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs the prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to start your morning off with the nephew and run that prank back. What you got, Neff?
My refrigerator. What about it? I know it sounds really simple.
Put the food in it. Keep it fresh.
That's right.
And cold.
That's right. Mm-hmm. But when you got a refrigerator being delivered, it's that window that bothers you.
Yes.
That 8 to 12, that 12 to 4, that window. Because they never come on time. My refrigerator. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Mr. B, please.
Who is
it? Mr. B, this is Jackson. I'm the driver, man. I'm actually the delivery guy that's bringing your refrigerator over today.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, listen, I know we had a window that was from 8 to 12 this morning. It's 11:30 now. So we're running a little bit behind schedule, man. We have some problems at the yard getting everything loaded up.
Man, come on, man. You killing me. I can't. Y'all running behind.
We're a little bit behind schedule, man. We'll be there somewhere between 12 and 4.
Oh, come on, man. Y'all got to do better than that, man. I'm with my job.
I understand, sir. Actually, it's...
I got all my food in here and coolers and stuff, man. I got ice everywhere, man. What's going on? If y'all ain't got the refrigerator, I'm trying to figure out.
No. We loaded up, you know. But we just had some problems. I think one of the forklifts went out. And, you know, it kind of pushed us back. So that four-hour window we had from 8 to 12, man, just got ruined. And now we're pushing things from 12 to 4. So between 12 and 4, man, we would definitely be there.
Man, y'all got to do better than that. I spoke to yesterday.
He's actually the warehouse supervisor. He's actually out today. He's not here.
So he's not in. So, yeah, man, God. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock. You said y'all ain't going to be here till in between 12 and 4. I'm supposed to be at work at 1 o'clock.
I understand it, man. I greatly apologize, man. This rarely happens, and it just so happened this morning the forklift was down, and we had a lot of stuff to load up. You know, we got I got 10 refrigerators on this truck, man, and one of them's definitely yours, sir, so I'm definitely going to be getting it to you as soon as I can.
Man, y'all man, y'all pushing it because I'm supposed to be at work. And then I done scheduled everything else around this because I'm supposed to, you know, I got to have my refrigerator because I got all my food and stuff sitting in here in the kitchen and whatnot.
Your refrigerator went out? Did it go? Your refrigerator went out? Is that what happened?
Yes, yeah, sir, it sure did. I mean, I hadn't had it for quite some time, so, you know, so it's just a matter of time for it to go out. So I decided to go ahead and get a new one, you know.
Right.
So that's why I was
Well, now I can schedule you. I can schedule you next week sometime if you want me to.
No. I mean, I can't afford it. We're going to pay for this food that I got in here all over the floor.
Let me get the hustling, man, see if I can move as quick as I can. But 12 to 4 is the window, man. I like I said, I apologize, Mr. But we'll be there, man. We're gonna be there with your refrigerator today, okay?
Okay, so when you on your way, how about I want you to call me and let me know that you're on your way so I know what's going on.
We don't normally call when we're on our way. We just come on in and get things set up.
What do you mean you don't call? Why not? You just called me just now, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
You called me then. Make no sense.
Like I said, the problem is on us. Man, I'll give you a call when we en route, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that. Now, you said between 12 and 4 now.
Yes, sir. Between 12 and 4, we definitely be there. We got you on the truck, man.
Okay. I don't want no mess, man.
No, we got you. We'll see you in a minute, man.
All right.
Take care.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Mr.
Who is this?
This is Jackson again, the delivery guy, man, with the refrigerator. Listen, Mr. Baptiste, man, we run into a few more problems here, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You said what?
We run into a few more problems, man. It looks like we're probably not going to get that refrigerator out till tomorrow sometime.
You done ran into a few more problems. A few more problems like what?
Sir, we got some problems with some more deliveries we got. Just with all the deliveries we got, it just don't seem we're going to make it on your side of town to be able to get this thing taken
care of. You're not going to make it on my side of town. What kind of is that? You decide you want to take my money when I pay for, but you gonna tell me you ain't gonna make it on my side of town.
Well, we can definitely get out there tomorrow, man. We definitely can get out there tomorrow.
I can't have my situation out here tomorrow. I got chicken and beef and brisket and all over here in my flow, and you gonna tell me you can't make it in here till tomorrow? What kind of is that, huh? Sir, you ain't got no answer for me on that.
Sir, I understand.
No. I don't think you understand, son. Because I got food and ice sitting in here and coolers and all over my floor in my kitchen. You gonna tell me that you can't make it in here till tomorrow with my refrigerator because you yelling on the back around. Now where's yesterday? Now where is?
I know you spoke to Larry.
I told him yesterday I had to have my at work at 1 o'clock. I told him that. I said now you gotta have that refrigerator here on time because I gotta have my at work.
Well, like I said, we've had some setbacks.
So where's? I don't talk to you no more. Where's?
Like I said, sir, not working today. He's not in today.
Who in charge?
Well, actually, the lady named one that's actually in charge when Larry leaves, but I don't even know if I saw morning.
Oh,
but
you raggedy you, what are y'all doing over there? Now, when I spoke there, we're going to have it there. It was between 8 and 12. Now, I done took off my job, but y'all had a refrigerator here. I'm here at home. And now you call me back.
Sir, all I can tell you is we're going to be there tomorrow, okay? I'm not going to go back and forth.
You say you're not going to go back. You know what? You, that refrigerator. All of y'all, you take that refrigerator, and you take that refrigerator up your and up. I don't want the no more. I can go around and put this food in my neighbor's refrigerator, and I'm going to go give me another from somewhere else because you playing around. I ain't got time for your mess.
Sir, I don't know if that's refundable. You know what I mean?
What the you mean you don't know if it's refundable? You got time. You going to take my money, and you going to tell me that I can't have my money back, and you can't get my refrigerator on here on time.
Sir, listen. There's one more thing I need to tell you.
You ain't got a thing to say to me, because I don't want
sir,
to
I, no more. Okay, but I have one more thing I need to tell you, okay? Are you listening?
What?
This will probably help everything.
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your wife.
You know what? I'm gonna fix her. So, but where the hell is my refrigerator? That's what I want to know. I tell you what, they showed up their refrigerator. I showed them where they can put it.
Why?
Like them church folks say, I pranked that thing right there. I pranked that thing.
That's when the church folks start saying that. I blank that thing. That don't really sound like a church statement, Tom.
Where is this church?
You know that boy preached. He preached that thing right there.
All right, thank you, nephew.
I did that thing, didn't I?
Coming up next, it is Ask the CEO. Coming up next, it is Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building, ready for your love questions right after this.
Amen.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in voting news, Steve Harvey says it's our duty here at the Steve Harvey Morning Show to get us all to the polls and to vote. Okay, we'll talk about it at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Here we go. Shannon in Toledo writes, my husband went to stay with his brother a month ago because I kept nagging him about drinking alcohol. He started drinking through the week and it made him mean and ornery. So I removed it from the house. Did he leave because of the alcohol or because I tried to manipulate the situation? Will he come back?
Well,
both of them. Both of them.
Yeah, he left for both reasons. The alcohol and you try to manipulate the situation. You got it on the head. What's the problem?
You already know what happened.
Yeah, you know what, you know what's happening.
Please,
your husband got a problem, and the problem is bigger than he can handle it. So now he went over his brother's house. Because his brother over there, both of them drinking.
Oh, they're clowning.
Drinking together.
Right?
Yeah, cheers. And his brother ain't going to tell him what to do. And they talking about you.
Talking cheers.
About you. They got the game the on. They fall asleep on the couch.
Clink,
oh,
clink.
Boy, he had his brother house. What's up, bro? Going in here? Yeah, I'm being here. See, don't nobody never ask. Your brother don't ask him, why don't you get up off the couch and come and get in the bed? His brother don't say that. His brother leave his ass right on that couch.
Yeah.
Why you drink so much?
He don't throw no blanket on him or nothing.
What?
Because I'm drinking so much. Because I'm thirsty.
Brother never asked him that.
No.
So is he going to come back? She wants to know. Shannon wants to know, is he coming back?
Do you want the alcoholic back? Find out.
Mm-mm, she doesn't. Ooh. Don't do it, girl.
You may have got some help. You need to get some help.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on to Beverly in Detroit. Beverly says, I'm dating a man that knew I was dating a lady when he met me. We have all shared a bed numerous times, and she decided she didn't want to share me with him, so she moved on. I just found out that they moved on without me, and they've been messing around. He says it's all my fault. How is it my fault?
Because when he started seeing you, you introduced him to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't share a bed. We can't share a bed unless you let us.
That's right.
You let us. You ruined me.
It's all your fault.
I was fine. Yeah. Now you done introduced me to her, and now guess what?
What?
I like her.
She's my boo.
I see what you see. You know what? You're right.
What?
And see, y'all kill me.
Mm-hmm.
People get themselves in these situations that's not normal, and then all of a sudden you want the situation. You be stunned when you had these abnormal ass results. How can him and her go move on? All three of y'all was together. He made a decision. Obviously, her better than him. She told you she didn't want to share you no more, so she moved on. He said, I don't want to share you no more.
Mm-hmm.
He moved on.
Mm-hmm.
Why you leave? I didn't want to share her. Why you leave? I didn't want to share. Well, what you want to do? Let's share one another. See, see how that worked out? It's such a sharing, caring situation.
Sharing, caring.
Yeah, sharing and caring.
So that's how it's your fault, okay, Beverly?
That's exactly how it's your fault.
All right, moving on to Jamila in Fort Lauderdale. Jamila writes, I let my sister and her husband put a bunch of meat in our deep freezer temporarily. And during the storm, we had a power outage and the meat spoiled. They they expect us to pay them back for the meat because we got an insurance check for other damages. Do we owe them any money for their meat? Wow.
Ooh, there's some black folks stuff right
here. A meat question.
Sharing meat?
So y'all got an insurance. That's the problem. You not only shared your deep freezer, you shared the information that you all got a check.
Yeah, she said for other stuff.
You need to replace our meat. I ain't got to replace the damn thing. Here go your meat.
Spoiled.
That's spoiled ass meat.
They can't eat that.
Active nature. And here go your meat.
That's cold.
You got messed up in the storm. But how you all expecting somebody to replace your damn meat?
Nasty ass oxtails. You want to
get sick.
Sitting up
meat
in here. You done froze a bologna roll. Now you want us to pay
the
you
bologna
roll? Half a chicken in there and some dressing from last Thanksgiving. You want us to, we ain't doing that. See, why ain't y'all get your own damn deep freezer? Let me ask y'all something. How much do a freezer cost? You know, the one how you put it in the garage?
I don't know.
$300
for one to go in the garage?
Yeah.
Now y'all want to get repaid. The only reason you ask for the money back because you know they got insurance check replacement thing.
Right.
They did not claim y'all's meat. I have not seen, I have never seen an insurance policy with frozen meat in it.
That's right, Steve.
We can't know what you had in your freezer. Now, we replaced the freezer,
right?
But we're not replacing ketchup and all that.
Condiments.
Nobody finna do that.
You know this gonna break up the family.
How many jars of pickles did you have in there, ma'am?
Over some meat?
Ain't nobody
doing that.
That's
going to break the family up. I'm telling you.
Yeah, well, bye. The family broke up. You
said bye. Bye. All right, last
they
one.
Said the whole damn refrigerator floating down the street, and you want to pay you for the meat that was in it.
Right.
Man, get
all right, last one. Moving on to Kayla in East St. Louis. Kayla says, my husband and I are hosting Christmas dinner for his mother and her new boyfriend. My husband doesn't like the boyfriend because he's arrogant and likes to brag. I think he's intriguing, and my husband is probably just jealous. How do I change my husband's perspective before he ruins Christmas?
He don't like the dude dating his mama.
That's what it is.
That's all this is. He don't give a damn what he do. Yeah. What he bragging about? Yeah, you know, boy, I hear your mama. Ooh, I had your mama going through it.
We're not going to have this conversation.
Yeah, he can't have it.
Boy, let me tell you something. When I'm in there with your mama.
Not at Christmas.
Yeah. My mama, though.
Yeah. She done forgot all about your daddy. Yeah, daddy who?
Okay.
Boy, she daddy. That son will whip his ass.
Yeah. All right, CLO. Thank you. Great job today. Coming up
at
the top of the hour, we'll have some voting information for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
We are making it our duty here on the Steve Harvey Morning Show to get everyone out to the polls and vote. Let's talk about the state of Florida. Republican Senator Mark Rubio versus Democratic Representative Val Demings. Rubio said background checks for gun control were useless. Demings said Rubio abandoned the victims of gun violence when he didn't pass gun control legislation. Take a listen.
Majority of people in our nation want us to do just that. How long will you watch people being gunned down in first grade, fourth grade, high school, college, church, synagogue, a grocery store, a movie theater, a mall, and a nightclub?
Congresswoman.
And do nothing.
Woo!
Woo.
Okay.
Finish him.
All right.
Yes.
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 Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. I like
yes.
her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, mm-hmm. I do too.
Yeah. Yeah. So, bottom line, Florida, you have to get out and vote. Okay? Bottom line.
You know, man, it's amazing when you hear what the real issues are and how they skirt around the issues and how the people, the masses, everybody is appalled with school shootings, mall shootings, church, synagogue shootings. Everybody's appalled with innocent people losing their lives almost to the man. But somehow, the Second Amendment rules supreme over that feeling right there. Every time it happens, somehow they manage to uphold the Second Amendment. That's the most amazing thing. I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe it will have to be one of your children for you to understand the real need for gun control. Maybe that's what's going to have to happen, because I'm telling you right now, if you take a mother's child from her to gun violence, you have an advocate for life for this. I've seen it too many times. So is it happening that these children, these people's lives, are, because everybody's life that's lost has a mother somewhere. I don't care if you 40 at the movie theater. Somebody got a mother somewhere. And the rallying cry for all of them after this is gun control. But if it's not happening to the people who make the gun control decisions, it just keeps going. And I do not understand this party who pushes so hard for this, but then they donate so much money.
Yeah.
They're the number one contributors to campaigns. And if you go against the Second Amendment, they will take the money from your campaign and put it to the other person's campaign. And so the beat goes on.
They got too much power.
Yeah.
Power is worth more value, has a higher value than life.
They prove it every single time after
and that's what they do.
Everything.
And that's the sadness, but that's what this country was built on. Was power and greed.
That's right.
This country was stolen from the very beginning.
It
was taken from the very beginning. This thing has been built on the backs of other people since the very beginning. They have no problem operating this way.
Let's get back to Georgia for a second, Steve. Oprah Winfrey is joining Stacey Abrams on the campaign trail. Oprah will host a virtual event with Stacey Abrams, who, of course, is a Democratic gubernatorial nominee for Georgia. The event will be called A Thriving Life. It's tonight. Oprah and Stacey will discuss the importance of Stacey's campaign for governor and her vision for One Georgia, where everyone has access to education, healthcare, housing, and the ability to earn a good living. Stacey also held a Q&A session yesterday with Whoopi Goldberg. So she's like working. Hey, she's out here campaigning.
Mm-hmm. Georgia, we got to get out and vote.
Yeah, we do.
They are beyond angry that Georgia, for the first time in the last presidential election, was turned blue. Donald Trump has been claiming this election has been stolen from day one. We are going to prove all of them wrong. It was not a fluke. It was us who were the determining factor, and it will be again. And I don't care what the polls say. Ignore the polls. Ain't nobody asked you who you was voting for. What poll are you listening to? Mm-hmm. They kill me when they come up with these polls, and I be going, they ain't asked me. I ain't asked nobody I know.
Right.
I don't know nobody been polled. But they have two ways of, first of all, they show you that you're comfortably ahead, which makes you get complacent and go, oh, we got this locked. I ain't got to go down there. That's one trick. And then they show you so far behind in the polls that you go, well, ain't no need of me going down there. We done lost.
You get discouraged, yeah.
Man, they use every trick in the book. Your trick is we vote and I don't give a damn what you say. Because you're probably lying anyway.
Yep, and your vote matters.
Yes, it
Listen
does.
To
it
really
me,
does. People of color. I'm talking directly to you. Do not get confused when one of these rappers come along and support Kemp. Because they say he's a diverse candidate. He's not. The governor's office controls hundreds of millions of dollars that they can wield freely as the governor of the state of Georgia, and they can put it wherever they want to. He's allowing this hospital for trauma to close because there's 115,000 cases of unpaid bills on that because he won't release the money for Medicaid to pay these doctors, and these doctors can't keep working for free. But all he got to do is pay the money because we have the money in the state. But he won't put it there because that hospital is in our neighborhood. They don't give a damn how many of y'all die. You how diverse and equal you want that to be. That's Governor Kemp's policy. You know how I know? Because I know the facts. Show ass right. to the polls and vote.
Okay. All right, Steve. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Steve, you're back from vacation. You've been back a few days. And the other day, you told us this hilarious story about a passenger checking you and making sure you had a blanket over you while you were sleeping in first class.
His ass ain't a flight attendant or nothing.
He was concerned.
He was just a regular passenger,
a
yeah.
concerned damn passenger. My ass back there in business class because they done changed the plane and uh-huh. didn't have first.
Uh-huh.
I knew
so
I was in trouble.
There with the, yeah.
Oh, I knew I was in trouble when it said row 10.
This is on your flight to Paris, right?
Yeah, to see my girl for her birthday.
It was regular for a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a very taxing ass experience, too. I am not voting for that anymore.
As long as you vote.
Yeah, it won't be voting for regular no more, though. That's not really...
So what happened next? I know you got more vacation stories. I know you got some.
I leave this guy's house. A guy invited to this guy's house dinner. He lives out in the desert. Mm-hmm. This guy's like really well off, and he's built an amazing oasis in the middle of the desert. I don't know how he got power out there. Nothing. This dude just. I want to live off the grid. He's off the grid. We're in the desert. So. Mm-hmm. It's nighttime. We finished the dinner. We're leaving the compound. It's only one road in and one road out. There ain't no choice. You have to come out and make a right.
Okay.
The driver I'm in don't make a right. He goes straight.
So what happened? What was straight?
Into the blackness.
Yeah. Into the blackness.
Just into the desert. Ain't no street lights.
Well, what's out there?
Ain't no road. But it was impacted sand. But as we drove about a quarter of a mile, Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, I heard. Zzzz, our wheels is just spinning. I've heard this sound before because I've learned how to drive in Cleveland. So,
in snow.
You know, when
snow.
You're on ice and snow. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that the truck is getting a little closer to the ground. He done dug our ass down in the sand. I get out the car. I'm level with the ground. I ain't even got to step out the truck. I just step. I'm in sand. In the pitch black. Now it's a truck behind us with lights on it. That's the only thing that saved me was I saw some more lights. I just started crying.
You didn't have a regular vacation.
I love your vacation story, Steve. Coming up at 34 minutes after the hour, we're going to check Steve's voicemail right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to check Steve's voicemail. And if you would like to leave Steve a message, call him 877-29-STEVE. 877-29-STEVE. Caller number one, Steve, is a woman who needs finance relationship advice.
Hello, Steve Harvey. My question is, I've been in a relationship for a couple years now, and I love him dearly, and I would do anything in the world for him. But I just don't seem to know how to talk to him about bills. It seems like I pay for everything. I pay rent. I pay lights and gas. I pay for our phones. I pay everything. And he does work, and he does make money, but it just seems like he lets all that fall on me. And I'd like to know how I can get the courage to just talk to him and sit him down. I just don't know how to do that, and I could really use your advice. Thank you very much.
Well, you know what? In the very beginning, you said, I love him dearly, and I would do anything for him. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you are. Mm-hmm. You're doing everything for him, including enabling him and taking care of him. So now, if you would do anything for him, I think your bigger question would be is, what is he willing to do for you? Mm-hmm. What kind of one-sided relationship have you signed up for? So now, ma'am, it's not about the courage. It's not courage you need. It's standards that you need.
Yep.
You need a sense of who you are. You need some self-value, some self-esteem is what you need. Mm.
Yeah.
You don't need courage. You need self-esteem. Yeah. You pay all the bills. You love him, and you would do anything for him. Why ain't he chipping in? Because
he's working. She said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he works.
She said
yeah.
That.
But you said all of it falls on you.
How?
Including him at night.
Mm. Yeah.
So he just gets all of it. Ma'am, this ain't about courage. It's about self-worth, value, and self-esteem. And it's about you stop. This is borderline. This is not right, and you know it. But he know it, too.
Yep.
But you can't allow this man to take advantage of you because I think he knows you will do anything for him. Come on, ma'am. You got to sit down and go, hey, listen, this is the way it has to work moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
When you get paid and I get paid, these are the bills and we're splitting them, if that's how you're going to do it. But then let me explain something to you. You're not going to have a man that's willing to take care of you because he's proven that.
What kind of man do that? What kind of man don't
a step sorry up ass man?
There you go. Yep.
Sorry ass man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I don't care what newfangled relationships y'all come up with. It's a man's job and obligation.
Yep.
To take care of whoever he loves. That's our job. I'm sorry because y'all done let Instagram or some newfangled thing come along. It's your damn job as a man to take care of those you love.
That's your
responsibility.
As a man.
You don't get to shuck that because you don't feel like it. No. No. Sorry.
All right, let's get another caller in. This is Sharon calling about her 3-year-old grandson, Steve.
Good morning, Steve. My name is Sharon, and I have a little genius, which is my grandson. that I would like for you to talk to. He's 3 years old. He knows all the planets in the universe. He can tell you how much miles they are. He can tell you the different size they are. And he's only 3 years old. His name is Caleb. And he is really a gift from God.
You know what, baby? Everybody think their grandbaby is a gift from God. Anybody finna talk to his little nutty ass? I don't really know how many planets it is. And I don't give a damn how many planets he is and how far they are away from each other. He need to get his ass in there and get potty trained. Sitting up in there peeing on himself and still boo-booing in the bed. That's what he doing. You need to learn his ass something like that. And everybody think they baby smart. Just because your baby's smarter than you don't make the damn baby smart. Sitting up in here, sucking his thumb.
Sorry, Sharon.
Genius.
Nephew coming
Bonnie,
up with
I want you to talk to Kaylin. I'm not talking to no damn three-year-old.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, how did pine straw get in there? Okay, how did pine straw get in there? We'll figure out what that's all about. I don't even know what pine straw was. But anyway, we'll find out.
Where
there
is. Where's there?
You'll find out when you hear the letter. But we'll hear it in just a few. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
We're going deep stupid right now, y'all. We're going submarine deep, okay?
Oh, ooh, that's deep.
Submarine deep. That's deep.
Scary deep. Scary deep.
All right. The title of this right here is Your Son and My Daughter. Your Son and My Daughter. Cat dog, let's go.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to reach Darren's father. Is this Darren's father?
Yes, it's Darren Singer.
Listen, I'm calling you. LaShonda is my daughter. She goes to college up there with your son.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting, the word I got a few minutes ago was that the two of them then run off and then got married together. I don't know what make them run off and get married like
Wait. Where'd you hear this from?
I just got a phone call from one of the kids at the school saying that they didn't, that this the girl that grew up with and grew up with all through grade school. She called and said LaShonda and Darren then ran off and got married together. And they say they done it yesterday or something.
Wait, my son ain't, I talked to him about 3 days ago, and he ain't done nothing like that, I know. So,
they say they did it yesterday. I've been calling LaShonda and calling. Ain't nobody picking up, and I call the boy. They give me the boy phone number, and I call him, and ain't nobody picking up and answering nothing. It ain't like my baby girl do like that. Nothing like this here.
Well, it's not like my son to do nothing like that without talking to me first. So let me call down there and talk to Darren. And give me your number, and I'll call you back.
I'm going down there to that school myself. I'm going to find both of them. Now, I'm going to call you to let you know this. Now, if I find out that my baby girl then ran off and got married because she done got pregnant, I promise you, I'm going to do something to that boy of yours if he got my baby pregnant. You hear me?
Wait a minute now. You're not going to do nothing to my son. Now, I understand about your daughter, but that's my son now. You're not going down and put your hands on my son.
If he got me, that's my only baby I got. That's it.
Well, I understand that's your only baby, but that's my only son. If you talking about going to put your hands on him, you're going to have a problem.
If he got my baby pregnant, your son, Darren, going, I'm going to beat his ass.
What's your name again? What's your
Dylan,
name?
Dylan, my name. You hear me?
Who?
Is my baby.
What's your name? What's your name?
Dylan. D-I-L-L-A-N-T.
I know how to spell your damn name. Look here, Mr. Dylan. You're not going to put your hands on my son.
If my baby pregnant, I am. And that's the only reason I can see her doing something like that, because I told her years and years and years, you don't make no baby. You don't make no baby not be married. You don't do it. If she went off and got married, that means she tried to make it right. That's what she did.
Mr. Dillon, listen to me now. Now, I understand that's your daughter. I'm sorry if she's pregnant or whatever, but let me talk to my son before you go down there trying to do something crazy, okay?
Let me tell you something. Your son didn't coerce my baby girl into getting married and then got her pregnant. I know what's going on. I know what it is.
My son ain't done nothing to your daughter. Let me call down there and talk to him before you talk about going down there and putting your hands on somebody.
I told leave them little thugs alone. He ain't nothing but a thug.
Wait, whoa. Don't be accusing my son of being no damn thug now.
Well, what kind of man run off and get mad at the age of 20 and ain't talk to the parents or nobody? What make him do something like that?
Well, you talking about, I told you my son ain't done nothing to get
mad. Well, how you raising him? How did you raise him? Evidently you didn't raise him right.
Wait a minute now. Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If my baby pregnant, I'm going to beat your boy. If you down there, you're going to get your toe out too.
Hold on, mother. Hold on. Who the you think you talking to?
I'm talking to you. If you down there, please, I'm talking to you.
Hold on, man. You ain't put your hands on nobody. You put your hands on my so you don't have a clap. You understand me? That's my son.
I understand about
your daughter. But that's
my baby better not be pregnant. My baby better not be.
Hey, that's my son you talking about putting your hands on. You gonna have a problem with me.
If my baby pregnant, I promise you, she ain't gonna never know her daddy, because I'm gonna do something to that boy. You hear me?
Hey, man, that's the last time I want to hear you say you gonna do something to my son now. Now, you go sit on down, gather yourself, and relax for a minute. Let me call my son, and I'll get back to you. Because
I got something else I need to tell you.
What say it, man. What else you got?
I got something else. Before I go down to that school to get the whooping, I want you to know one thing before I get off this phone.
What is it, man?
Is you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Mr. Darren, you just got pranked by your son, Darren Jr.
Oh, my goodness. That boy got better sense than the family. No, I got high blood pressure. What the hell? Wait, I call his mama and tell her what I'm done. Wasting my time fooling me.
I gotta ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Why?
Y'all ain't got to say nothing. I did what I did, and I do it again. I did what
you
I did.
You went deep, though. You went deep.
And I'm
going to
do it. And I'm going to do it again tomorrow.
Woo, you were right about that.
I got time today.
Okay, the thing about stupidity, I want to point out something. He claims of how deep his stupidity is.
You said submarine before the brain.
But it's like diving in a puddle.
It's not deep to you.
It ain't really that deep. It ends rather quickly.
And painful.
It's like climb up on the roof of your house and dive in that little puddle down there that it was the rain left. In your driveway with that uneven spot in it.
I'm so deep.
They leaving me voicemails. How deep I am.
Terrence.
See, the reason you think it's deep, Tommy, is because a puddle is the only water that's over there.
Well, let's hear it. It's from Terrence.
Hey, Steve. Come on, man. It's Terrence, man. I'm trying to get in touch with nephew Tommy, man. And then I just found out he going back on the road next month in November, and that's my birthday. Man, holler at me so I can get with nephew Tommy, man.
What
right,
if we finna?
That was a deep message.
What? But Terrence didn't say what he wanted or what we finna do.
Oh, that but it was deep though.
What is we finna to do, Terrence?
What's deep?
See,
what's
even
deep?
Your fans is deep. You got a deep ass fan base. Boy, this man. It's my birthday, too? No information. Tommy back on the road? No information. Man, I got to get with Tommy. No information.
No information.
Man, have him holler at me. Who are you, sir?
They should have a convention.
No information. That's deep. Yeah, it's puddle deep.
need to get together.
Terrence, I'm at the Omar Shrine Auditorium, bro. That's where I am.
Hey, you know how you have a PDF in Tommy's cases? Puddle Deep fans.
Trader, let's go. Let's go, Trader.
Coming up next, strawberry letter for today. The subject, how did pine straw get in there? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
It is time now for today's strawberry letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours. So write us. We want to help you. We do.
Yes, we do. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, how did the pine straw get in there? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have a 4-year-old son and a 3-year-old daughter. We also have 2 small dogs. We got one for my son and he didn't want to share with our daughter. So my husband went out and bought her a dog too. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and the dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband Daryl and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off, so I thanked her and hung up. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in comes Daryl with the kids and dogs. He said all of them had been to the park. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in pine straw when he ran after it. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe and out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off, and Linda was full of pine straw too. My children were not dirty at all, but Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get the pine straw all up in his pants? As soon as he got out of the shower, I accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while, and it made him sound guilty. Should I watch him and Linda now? Is that a question? Girl, what do you think? Yeah, you should watch them. That Linda. Start with what the blank was she doing answering your husband's phone? I mean, then why was she in your house alone? You're grilling your husband, but please don't let Miss Linda off the hook. She had no business being in any of this. They are both wrong. They weren't caring anything about you or the kids. Both of them need to be checked for sure. She doesn't get to be in your house and with your man with no consequences. What is this? She's lying. Your husband's lying, and you know it because... They didn't say anything about the pine straw. That's so very obvious. That was why he was doing all that yelling and stuff to distract you. Okay? This is really crazy here. I mean, both of them have pine straw. It sounds like to me they were rolling around in the pine straw. All right? Otherwise, how did they get the pine straw all over them? And the kids were out there too and they got nothing. All right? I just think you saw it with your own eyes, the pine straw on both of them. No one else, not the dogs, not the kids. No matter how he tries to yell and lie about it, they're both guilty of rolling around in the straw together. That's my conclusion after reading this letter. What's another explanation you can think of? I don't think there's one. You really don't need to watch them. You really don't, because you've seen and heard all you need to know. Steve?
Wow. 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 Did we read two entirely different letters? Because I feel as though I did. Tommy, bear with me on this one, my brother.
All right.
You know,
get your lives Shirley, together, Steve.
You know, I, it's amazing how women stick together and you all don't review the facts properly.
Get your lies together. Here we go.
How did the pine straw get up in D. Steve and Shirley? My husband and I have a 4-year-old son, 3-year-old daughter. We got 2 small dogs, one for my son. He didn't want to share with our daughter. This ain't got nothing to do with the damn letter. So my husband went and bought her a dog, too. So damn what? Here we go. We are happy with our little family, but we are consumed with household chores and taking care of our children and pets. That has nothing to do with the damn letter either.
Well, she just wants to give you some backstory.
I work out after work, so my husband takes the children and dogs to the park down from our house. I got home yesterday, and I assumed they were still at the park. I called my husband. Shirley, you want to prove your point so bad. Where did you get she was up in their house? Linda, nowhere in this letter. Because you have decided to side with Linda.
Listen.
And you all are against Daryl.
I'm not siding with Linda.
Yes,
Linda
you did.
Linda was the one that answered the husband's phone. No,
but
I'm not
you said she was up in their house. Linda ain't been to their house till later on, girl. See, you trying to make more out of this than it is. I assumed they was at the park. I called my husband. Now, you were right about this part. Daryl and Linda from 2 houses down answered his phone.
They were together.
That's obvious. But it was not in their house. They was at the park.
A
public place. Daryl can't stop Linda from going to the park. Now she told him Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off. You just said you all are consumed with housework and chores, and going to get them damn dogs is one of them things. He had to run off. Ain't no telling how far that dog
Hang on,
ran.
Steve. Hang on. We'll have part 2 of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. The subject of today's strawberry letter is, how did the pine straw get in there? Okay, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, how did pine straw get in there?
I'm here on behalf of Daryl, who is in this letter. Shirley
on
behalf of the wife and is against Linda.
This couple got
a lot, 2 dogs, little kids, 4-year-old, 3-year-old dogs. The lady works out after work, and so the kid take the kids and the husband take the kids and dogs to the park down the street from their house. A lady came in from home yesterday, and they assumed they were still at the park, so she called her husband, Daryl. Linda, from 2 doors down, answered his phone. I have no idea how that happened. That's unexplainable.
She answering and his phone for?
You therefore have every right to want to know that. Because that right there, I don't know how dumb Daryl ass really is. Hey, baby, get that.
Right.
Hey, Linda. Linda, get that. That might be Joanne. Get that. I'll be damned. She answered the phone. She said Daryl had to go get one of the dogs that ran off, so I thanked her. So I'm assuming that what Linda tried to do was throw some shade by answering the phone, but also saying, I'm sitting here on the park bench, and Daryl had to run off to get one of the dogs. And it must have worked, because she said, so I thanked her and hung up. I started cooking and cleaning up a bit, and in come Daryl with the kids and the dog. He said all of them had been to the park. That's what you said. That's where Linda answered the phone. He was all dusty and dirty, but the children were spotless. He said one of the dogs ran off, and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after him. I play golf. One of my most dreaded moments is when the ball is laying in pine straw. I have slipped in pine straw on the golf course. You can fall.
And it got in there?
Got in where?
That's what this letter is about.
See, when he fell, he rolled around. Because he's not as athletic as me.
Daryl,
he said they had been, but he was dusty. He said one of the dogs ran off and he slipped in the pine straw when he ran after him. He had tiny pieces of pine straw coming out of his shoe. You got to chase a dog and out of the back of his jogging pants. He went to shower and put on some clean clothes. A few minutes later, Linda knocked on the door to return my daughter's shoe that had fallen off. And Linda was full of pine straw, too. You know what? Linda, this heifer here, man.
Doing the most.
You know, you answering phones, bringing shoes back. Getting back with shoes and evidence and all this here. Linda, your ass is the other one. You got to start. You got to know other one rules. Your ass don't be answering the damn phone and bringing the shoes back.
Right.
And Linda was full of pine straw, too. My children were not dirty at all. But Linda and my husband were. Linda left, and I went to check the jogging pants my husband had on. How did he get pine straw all up in his pants? He told you he failed.
That's what we all want to know.
He failed. As soon as he
on
got
Linda.
In the shower.
Because
he fell on Linda.
He fell. Linda was helping look for the dog, too.
And she fell, too.
Everybody can't stand up in pine straw.
It's a skill.
And very few people know how to do that. You didn't even know what pine straw was a minute ago. So
I didn't.
How do you know how to stand up in it? I bet you will fall too. But then accused him of messing with Linda at the park. He yelled for a good while and it made him sound guilty. See, you ain't got enough proof right here. Pine straw is not an act of guilt. No, what? Sir. You have to get more evidence to accuse this man of this because she had pine straw on her because she was at the park. Now, with them kids and them dogs there, you know, dogs can find you no matter where you go. So I don't know how you think they didn't find them if they was messing around in the pine straw, which I doubt very seriously. In the daytime at the park, Shirley, no.
Daryl
said it was. And then, Shirley, you said, and don't let Linda off the hook. You need to talk to her. For what?
Check her. For answering his phone, and she doesn't know how Linda got pine straw in her.
That ain't her damn business. He brought them kids back spotless, which is good parenting. Them kids were not dirty at all. You're not giving Daryl no damn credit for the good job of parenting that he did. And all you want to do is you want to talk about how Linda got some pine straw on her. The fact of the matter is how the kids ain't got no pine straw on them at all. You better be a parent, Daryl. You better be a parent, boy. Running after dogs and sacrificing your safety and rolling around in that pine straw to get them kids back to the house spotless and clean. But, you won't accuse him of sleeping with Linda at the park in the middle of the damn daytime with two babies and a dog. How? I think
post
he fell
comments.
Innocently.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry
you
Letter.
You stop cutting me off.
On your Instagram and Facebook.
And Linda was never at their house. Now.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
Now you
but
lying
she did
on
do
me.
It with Daryl. Next.
You lying on him. They did nothing.
Coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, Junior Sports Talk, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
Okay, real quick, Shirley, just remind Virginia, Richmond, Virginia, that we're doing it at the Funny Bone tonight. Can't wait to see y'all about to be ignorant. Just need to talk to my man, Pimpin'. Pimpin'!
Right here, baby, right here. What's going on?
Week seven,
hey,
Pimpin'.
Hold on. What's up, ladies?
Hey, Pimpin'.
First things first, Junior. You don't ever get away from the women.
With an S on it.
Women's with an S on it. That's way more fun than just some women, boy. You get some women's. Go ahead, Junior.
Here we go, Pippin. Saints Cardinals tonight, man. Who you got?
Man, you know, this season been crazy. I don't know who to pick, man. Damn, who that really is done turned into who they. And what they and how come they and all that. Ooh, Cardinals. Rough. Kyler Murray need to get them plats out his eye.
All right, Pimp. Here we go.
Cardinals.
Cardinals. Okay. Falcons, Bengals, Pimpin.
I'm going to just lie and go with the Falcons.
Falcons, okay. It is. Lions, Cowboys, Pimpin. This is going to be hard.
Oh, yeah. Cowboys going to whoop Lions' ass, and I sure don't want them to. Come on, Detroit.
There we go. Colts, Titans, Pimpin.
Man, it's hard to pick no more. The Colts whipping ass. I'm going to go with the Colts.
Colts it is. Packers, Commanders. Woo.
Nah, man, ain't no telling. I thought the Packers done fell apart. The Commanders, I don't even know. Is Aaron Rodgers playing?
Yeah, he playing.
Yeah, he playing.
Man, he should have went with Devontae Adams wherever he went because he ain't winning the damn thing. And the Packers lost last week. I don't even see no games over here, man.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you right now, it's hard to pimp in the Middle East. Woo.
Oh,
man, I'm out of commission over here, man. Yeah,
Buccaneers, Panthers, pimping.
Who?
Buccaneers, Panthers.
Oh, Buccaneers, they're going to make a comeback. They ain't whooping Panthers.
Man, this is shocking, man. The 5-1 Giants, man, at the Jaguars.
Hell yeah. Giants.
Here you go, Pippin. Browns, Ravens.
Uh-oh. You know what it is.
Yeah. Come on, Pippin.
You know what it is. Say it.
Yeah. Huffing and puffing.
There ain't no way in hell we going to whip the damn Ravens. We can't even tackle. How the hell we going to tackle Lamar? We playing tackle football. Hey, somebody told the Browns this is touch. Ravens.
Okay. And last but not least, man, the Texans versus the Raiders, man. Come on.
I'm going to let you pick this one, Pimp. Go ahead. See
Raiders.
Yeah, all right. Hey, neither one of us
Junior.
Got a squad.
And Pimpin, thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
All right, Steve, this question came from Willie on Facebook. Willie says, it's decision time. The lease is up and I'm no longer financially committed to seeing through this dead-end relationship I'm in. I'm thinking of moving out this weekend. My soon-to-be ex is going out of town to visit her girlfriends and it feels like the best time to make a break for it, leave a note, and get on to the next phase of my life, a happier phase. Good move, question mark, or is this kind of cowardly, question mark?
Well, no matter how you leave, it's no good time to leave when a woman don't want you to leave. But you can pack up and move freely while she's gone. You will be able to get all your stuff out.
And that's first it was key a no, then it was a yes. You took that's a key. Sharp left.
So I do think this weekend is the weekend to move out, mm-hmm. clear it, and then it'll be just giving her closure. Why did you do it? Now, you're going to be a coward no matter how you do it.
Okay. So,
well, I don't really care how you do it. You do it while she at work, while she's standing there. But if she's at the house and you're trying to move, I'm going to tell you now, you're not getting all your stuff.
Well, you're why not.
And you know this how.
Yeah.
Because I've tried that. I tried to move in front of a girl one time. It did not work out. I just had some stuff over there.
You didn't live there.
You didn't live.
I didn't even get out. With, she was busting cologne on the sidewalk and everything.
Oh, yeah. I like
her. I didn't get out of there. I lost two bottles of Brut and some Halston. And I just want you to know.
Ooh, some Halston.
Boy, let me tell you something. She busted that black-ass bottle of Halston.
I had
no longer had feelings for her ever. It was like we had never dated.
Never, ever getting back together.
I put two fingers and a little bit of it on the ground and dabbed my neck on the way out. I just couldn't let that all that Halston go to waste on the ground. So, yeah, Willie, back I think it'd day. Be a good time to get on out, dog.
Wow.
Yeah. Ooh, that was some good stuff.
Okay, if we have time, there's one more. Leon on Twitter says, I've got an issue with my best friend. He is my dog, my homie. But I need to know how to deal with it. I've been seeing this girl for a month now, and I thought it would be cool to introduce them. She's kind of shy and was severely taken aback by him going on about how fine she is. We were together for like 2 hours, and he must have said, man, you're fine. Jesus, why are you so fine? He said it at least 15 times. Once was kind of funny. 5 times was awkward. 15 times was creepy. And now she doesn't want to be around him anymore. And I can't blame her. I'm not sure I want to either. Thoughts?
Yeah, dog. Hey, Steve? Man, hold up. Hey, dog. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, she fine. Yeah, she fine.
Yeah. I mean, is she social media fine? I mean, is she
well,
fine?
Well, I'm not going to lose her over this stupid fool that can't control himself. Right. But you don't have to take him around no more. You go, hey, dog, hey, man, you tripping. I bought
that's
the girl
his
around
best
you.
Friend.
Dog,
right.
That's
yeah.
so cool. Hey, dog, you tripping. You got this girl uncomfortable, man. Mm-hmm. And I can't have that, man. So you're going to have to chill out. Now she don't want to come around you. She uncomfortable.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't your best friend. Your best friend don't do that to you.
Dog, the F wrong with you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Dog, you need to go on and ask, hey, dog, what's up with that? Where you going with this, man?
Quit bringing his ass around.
You know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you know he won't.
Taking her around him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No. I'm not finna lose this chick because you stupid.
Come on. You scared
one time
me
was
her.
Funny, 5 times was awkward, but 15 times nah. is creepy.
No. About time number 3. Hey man, we got it. Let's move on.
Right, right.
We know.
Move along. Move along.
Yes. Okay. All right, guys. Thank you. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We all know that Halloween is right around the corner, right? Well, according yep. to yep. CNET.com, watching a horror or a scary movie can actually de-stress you. What?
What?
It can actually de-stress you. That's what it says. This is
I
according
to make
to-
a statement as we read this on behalf of everybody on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. The following statement that Shirley Strawberry is about to make is a white statement.
It very much is.
Thank you.
Off of CNET.com. All right, listen. So they say apparently watching horror movies allows you to forget your own daily fears and worries and get totally involved in other people's fears and worries.
But if you scared, though, them ain't right. other people's fears. That's your other fear.
Right.
I'm already stressed. Now I'm watching a movie stress me out because
I'm scared now.
Mm-hmm. It distracts you from your anxiety. It puts you your own problems in perspective. The world may be a mess. Politics may be stressful. And your job may be terrible, but at least a psycho killer isn't chasing you around with an axe.
And that relaxes you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Every time I see Jason, I get sleepy. Yeah.
Put you in a woo-saw mood. Yeah.
All right. We're moving on.
Here watching Poltergeist come out on TV. Now I'm sitting over here, I'm looking at my TV.
Right. You're not relaxed.
Here. Coming up in 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Time now for a round of Would You Rather. Here we go. Would you rather be alone for the next 5 years or never be alone for the next 5 years?
This was like just nobody, though? Mm-hmm. Nobody at all?
Us alone. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That would be the very definition.
Yeah. Don't give me around.
I'm going to get beat. I got sleep with somebody.
I done got tired of me a lot of times. I can't just be with me.
Yeah. You.
I get so mad. I don't talk back enough.
What? I don't talk back enough to myself.
Oh,
conversation is limited.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right.
I get tired of me.
Would you rather be the richest person in the world?
Hey.
You don't care.
Hey.
You don't care.
Hey, I don't give a damn what B is. I don't give a damn.
B is, would you rather be the smartest person in the world?
My stupid ass.
No.
The hell, I want to be the smartest person in the world. I'm offended. I watched Jeopardy that time when that dude had won 19 times in a row. I was offended the entire time.
Why? Stupid ass.
You ain't ride no bike when you was a little boy. Where was your truck at? You don't date nobody? Because for you to know that much.
He didn't have a childhood.
Dog. He knew everything. This dude knew everything. Mm-hmm. I was offended.
Smart. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yeah. All right, moving on to, would you rather have sex the night before or would you rather wake up to sex?
A and B.
The night before what? The night before what?
The night before, just before, at night. Would you rather have sex at night?
Yeah, I'm usually up. I got to go, so I'll take it at night.
You'll take it at
night? It don't really matter. As long as it's happening, just.
Okay, that's what you said. Yeah.
I don't really have to go to sleep. I would rather be put to sleep. Knock my ass.
All right, last one, guys. Here's a Halloween question. Would you rather spend Halloween night at a funeral home or would you rather spend Halloween night at a cemetery? Hmm.
They all dead in here. You know that.
No. Give me that cemetery. Them people at that funeral home, they be moving still.
Yeah, I'm going to be outside.
No.
You can run at the cemetery. You might slam up into a couple of tombstones. But I'm not finna be in here and hear noises.
What do you mean they could work at the funeral home?
Hey, when the funeral director come back that morning, he gonna put all them bodies back up. Who tore these curtains down like that? Why is no paneling on the wall?
Coming up in 49 minutes after, it's our last break of the day, and we'll have
who in here and hammered all these coffins shut?
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. And, Steve, before we get to your closing, I want you guys to hear how this crazy man answered this caller earlier. Just listen to this, please. This is crazy. Steve.
Good morning, Steve. My name is Sharon. And I have a little genius, which is my grandson, that I would like for you to talk to. He's 3 years old. He knows all the planets in the universe. He can tell you how much miles they are. He can tell you the different size they are, and he's only 3 years old. His name is Caleb, and he is really a gift from God.
You know what, baby? Everybody think their grandbaby is a gift from God. Anybody finna talk to his little nutty ass? I don't really know how many planets it is. And I don't give a damn how many planets he is and how far they are away from each other. He need to get his ass in there and get potty trained. Sitting up in there peeing on himself and still boo-booing in the bed. That's what he doing. You need to learn his ass something like that. And everybody think they baby smart. Just because your baby's smarter than you don't make the damn baby smart. Sitting up in here, sucking his thumb.
Sorry, Sharon. Coming up next.
Genius.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. You know, sorry. You know,
whatever.
You're not sorry.
Crazy. It is what it is. Crazy. You know, but you know, call me with information about your babies. You know, because sometimes you know. But really, this is what I think. I think people really, you need to put your child that you think is all that gifted in a room with some other smart kids. You may discover that your baby ain't that smart after all. You just might.
Proud of her baby.
Well, you know, that's good. That's her grandbaby show.
Yeah, it's her grandbaby. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any issues saying that about this baby? You don't have no.
No.
No. None at all.
I used to write jokes about it.
I had a lady
came to me one time. Lord, my baby's so smart. Do you know my baby can work a remote control? Do you know when I was young, I couldn't work a remote control? Lady, we didn't have remote control. We was the remote control. Boy, go up there and turn that, put that on TV 3.
Yep. Anyway, why does that bother you?
Just don't call me, tell me how bright your baby is, and we don't have your baby next to some other babies.
Okay.
Crazy. Find out your baby ain't that gifted at all. Matter of fact, find out your baby needs to get into some type of program.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
Hey, y'all, listen, we've been I been want you all to know the importance of voting in this election is critical, y'all. I'm back on the air just in time to lend my voice to the cause. We have got to vote. We have got to vote. I'm telling you, man, the minority of the people in this country are trying to control the majority. They have already reversed Roe versus Wade. Do you understand what that's really saying to women? That you have no choice in the matter. Do like we say do. Because we're the conservative party, and we determine what you do with your body. You don't get to decide what you want to do with yourself. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? That's not the right way. How are you going to take away people's power of choice? And they do it in everything. And they're trying to do it in the polls, too. So instead of you having all these mailboxes to drop your mail in, they done took mailboxes out of neighborhoods. Instead of you going to your normal polling place, they've moved to polling places and reduced the number of them. And now they have laws where you can't even supply people with water and refreshments in line at a polling place. They making that illegal so they can discourage people from getting relief standing in them long-ass lines that they creating because they've moved your polling place. That's how desperate they are, but that's how evil they are. And we got to get smart to this, man. And we got to early vote, we got to mail-in vote, and we got to vote, because we are sick of the minority trying to control the majority. Listen, if you want to be the minority, I'm fine with that. Go ahead and be that. But your policy can't be my policy. You can't tell me what to do because you don't do it. That's simply put. I don't think that a person should have the right to walk in a synagogue, a church, a school, a movie theater, a building, a mall, and just start killing people. But y'all ass ain't got no problem with not fixing the gun laws. Why? Because guns make money. Excuse me? I don't want everybody to be able to buy a gun. You ain't got no problem with that. You know why? Because the minority owns the NRA. The NRA makes money off of gun sales. Man, y'all tripping. We can change this with the vote. Rubio got no business being governor in Florida. Kemp has no business being governor of Georgia. Man, y'all kidding me. Stacey Abrams should be the next governor in Georgia. We need to get to the polls, man. Stop clowning. And all y'all rappers that's taking stands for this man named Kemp, wake up, man. You sleep. Let's get to the polls, wake man. When we all vote.org, you sleep. We got to stand for what's the masses. It's best for the masses, not for your little program. You got okay. When we all vote.org.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.